And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, I always look forward to our DDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDD freedom, and it's fun. We're going to be spending some time in 2 Samuel, along with some time in the Gospel of Mark. First on our agenda is the discussion about the world's best preacher. Undoubtedly, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are the greatest preachers and teachers ever. But who is the greatest human preacher? There is a very specific answer that might surprise you due to its close connection to you. And next, we're also going to examine what I believe is kind of an interesting breakdown on the Ten Commandments. Now, we understand that Jesus summarized the commandments as loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and loving your neighbor as you love yourself. However, I want to dive into the actual Ten Commandments. Many people, are unaware of the clever structure that's within them. And finally, to close out the week, we'll examine what kind of safety or security is available for believers and their callings. Feeling safe, secure, protected, and sheltered are huge for people. If God's gifts and calling are irrevocable, as stated in the New Testament in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, can we then find a sense of security in our salvation? We will review this topic.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now, folks, remember this. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show. And that's cool. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Cassandra just emailed me. I did get your email just now. Takes a little bit. You know, it's an old Chromebook. What do you want? You know, the email comes through the Chromebook. The Chromebook goes, oh, no, here comes an email. Anyway. So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Do we have anything on Jake's take today? Do you got anything on there? I'm just asking because then we can play that in a little bit.
Yeah, if we can fit it in, then.
Yeah, I'll put it in. All right, I'll put it in. See, that's what we do. We just tell you live on the air while we're talking to one another what we're going to do on the show. Why? Well, because it's easy. He's right there. I'm right here. I have a microphone. He's got a headset and a microphone. He can just tell me. Yeah, that's why. All right, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, look. I know there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I get it. Okay. And I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your denomination is. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Follow this. we have a unity that is supposed to be kept. The scripture commands us to keep the unity, not to find it, to keep it. And what do you mean keep the unity? Well, we're unified because we have our Heavenly Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. We are unified because we are blood relatives. What do you mean we're blood relatives? The blood of Jesus Christ. That's what redeems us. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:20. We all drink of one Holy Spirit. We are already there. We just need to keep it because there's continual attempts to strip it and to rip us apart from it. Here, we're functioning now as best we can on this show in Hebrews 10:25. Encourage one another as you see the return of Jesus Christ getting closer. I see it as getting closer today than it was yesterday and speeding up a lot in the last 10 years. If it delays, I need to maintain my faith, be strong, steadfast, and immovable, always moving towards a closer walk with the Lord. You need to do the same thing, and we need to do it together. Now, if you've got a praise report, just call. It has nothing to do with how well you sound on the radio. The first time I did radio in San Diego, just saying this, the sales manager said, I hate his voice. By the time I was done in San Diego, we were almost best friends. Okay? It doesn't matter how you sound. It just matters what God does with it. And so if you've got something to share, share it. If you've got a prayer request, because you're up against it and you just need help. It's like, man, I need people to pray for me. All right, great. Call us up, tell us, or text us. We'll pray for you on the spot, best we can. And if you got something you want to share, something's on your heart, do it, okay? It's not a kvetch fest. There's opportunities for that, just typically not on our show. Did you get that? Typically not on our show. Okay. It's not a kvetch fest, but it is an opportunity, and we want you to have that opportunity. Plus, we do this one weird thing called trivia. Now, we like Bible trivia because Bible trivia is fun and weird and goofy, and sometimes the answers are really obvious and sometimes they're really hard. And if you don't like the level of difficulty of the questions, I'd like you to answer everything in the latest Nelson edition, the 17th edition of the Greek, and make sure that you answer it just that way. But before we get to trivia, we have somebody that's on the phone. Do we want to give them a chance to reach out and touch? All right, let's give them that opportunity. Send the person through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, this is David. Who
am
I talking
to? Yeah, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I just got a couple things real quick. I started listening to 770 KAAM a few weeks ago when I started experiencing my own mother going through cancer and treatment, and she's been having a rough time of it, and this is a praise report. I was Googling prayers for healing and just reaching out looking for what I should do in that time because I was pretty distressed all through the night last night. And God saw fit, I suppose, to answer these prayers. She was unresponsive all the way through the morning hours, and I have been listening to 770 throughout the day today, increasing the amount that I listen to because I would tune in and I would tune out. Make it real quick for you. She is responsive. Her eyes are opened. I received a phone call, and I was Googling the names of the Lord, the healing names of the Lord, and I learn a lot by listening to your show, and I appreciate your show.
Oh, brother, sure. That's wonderful. And I'm assuming when you did the Googling on the names of the Lord, Jehovah Rapha was one of the names that came up. Right.
That's it, sir. I got down on my knees and on my face, literally, right in the middle of the floor where my dog likes to shed. Shed, S-H-E-D. And I just humbled myself before God, and I said, Lord, I know that you're capable. Is it your will? And I did get a peace that is described in the Bible. I did have a peace come over me, and I was able to fall asleep last night. I didn't think I'd be able to. And lo and behold, the Lord delivered, and my mother Karen is awake today, and she's laughing and joking with us.
Praise the Lord God.
For several hours.
Oh, brother, that is a phenomenal, phenomenal testimony. Let me just tell you right now.
It is.
And it's great. And you know what's great is You see, you just like, you petition, you seek. The Lord said, here it is. You got that. And it's just like awesome. And the more people you just share that with, as simple as it is, the more power that the Lord touches those people with. And people that hear testimonies, it kind of sinks in there in a unique way, which is why we share the gospel that way. And it's like, wow, the Lord bless you, brother, for sharing that. And you just blessed a ton of people just sharing that. And it blessed you in the beginning. How awesome is that?
You know what? One more thing. My boss called me because I drive a route, and she was like, you're looking a little delayed today. You're moving kind of slow, before I got the call that mom was okay, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I don't want to share this at work because it's kind of a personal situation, but I'll let you know I've been pulling over several times today to pray and to call up north to see if mom was okay. She goes, what's wrong with your mother? I go, well, there's nothing wrong with her now. Apparently, she's still kind of pulling out of the, you know, she's pulling out of it, but she was unresponsive almost all night last night. And just briefly, she was asking me, well, how did she pull out of it? And I says, boss, because I've never told my boss I'm a Christian. I said, boss, I was praying until about 3:45 in the morning last night, and I was calling on the name of God. And I opened up to my boss, and I told her that I believe God was responsible for her healing.
Wow. What an opportunity. And who would you never even thought that 3 days ago. You probably never would have thought that would have come up that way. And yet, look what the Lord orchestrates. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Thank you for your show, sir. And what is that theme song that you've got? Just real quick, I'll hum it. Need him the most. Or I don't know the words to it, but what is that song?
I don't know which one it is. I gotta ask.
I'll keep listening.
All right, you keep listening, and I'll find out. If you send me an email, I'll find out which one it is, because it could be my brother's.
Right,
I got my brother some of his music, and then I got all this other music, and then we got goofy music, as you can probably tell too. So we do that too.
Yeah, and keep it up, man. You know what? About the voice thing, when I first heard your voice, I was like, what's this guy doing on the radio? But you know what? You really break through. You really break through to people.
Brother,
you got me listening, man.
That's a blessing to hear, though. And I had a 10-year-old call me up one time and say, you sound like a Muppet.
Keep on being a Muppet for God, man. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Great testimony. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye. I just love that he did that, though. He was so honest. I love it. Call anytime, dude. That was just awesome and a great testimony. By the way, that makes 5 testimonies this week, one every single day, a new testimony about the Lord doing stuff. I mean, come on. That's what we want. That's it. That's it right there. Oh, yeah. If there's a sweet spot, that's it right there. That's the spot we're looking for. It's like, wow. Okay, now, we're not done yet. Okay, this has just been so much fun. I love Fridays. I don't know what it is.
It's been a crazy show already.
Crazy show already. What we're going to do, we're going to do our DNA, but we still have to do our Bible trivia. But that was a phenomenal testimony. And the calls, everybody's calls, you've been doing great and love it. And I just love how the Lord does this. Okay, now, a little challenging, but it shouldn't be too much. So I'm going to give you the reference point, but here's the trivia question. And then we're going to do our DNA. To whom did Jesus answer? Okay, so Jesus is answering somebody. Who did he answer this to when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Who did he say that to? It was one of the 12 disciples. Was it Peter, Thomas, or Judas that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Was it Peter, was it Thomas, or was it Judas when he said, I am the way, the one version's truth, the way of the life, the other version is the way, the truth, the life. It doesn't matter. John 14:5-6 is your reference point. Okay, so listen to what I just said to you. That's okay. Here, ready, okay. John 14:5-6, that's your reference point, right? So if you have to Google it, that's fine. If you don't know it, okay, like if you called in, just like our brother just called in, don't close your eyes. Just keep driving. But if you can look it up in your Bible, do so. Who did Jesus answer that he was the way, the truth, the life? Was it Peter, Thomas, or Judas? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, by the way, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody calling in. We're going to take that call. Yeah, we're just having fun. Don't you? Aren't you just tired of all the other like? Because after a while, it's like. Sometimes you just gotta go. Fun. I need the fun, son. All right. Ready? We got somebody to answer a trivia question? Yes. Yep. Okay. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you feeling?
Well, about the same.
About the same?
Keep praying.
Yeah, and we're going to pray for you today because we're not going to stop praying because persistence in prayer is a powerful, powerful, and pleasing aroma to the Lord. So we're going to keep doing that. All right, bro, here we go. To whom did Jesus answer he was the way, the truth, and the life? Was it Peter, Thomas, or Judas?
It was Thomas.
That is correct, Raimundo! It was Thomas! Or as Eric said, it's Tommy Boy. Anyway, I think he was
Daddy
going.
Thomas.
He was doing a movie reference on that one, I think. All right, so let me pray over you, brother. And I just want you to just agree, and we'll do it together. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just lift up my brother Gary, and great brother in the Lord, precious, always consistent, Lord. And we just ask you that you would bring healing power as Jehovah Rapha, which you teach us in Exodus 15:26, as Jehovah Rapha is your name. Please bring that healing power into Gary's body. He doesn't need some of it. He needs all of it. He needs to have a full healing, a testimony for the ages. Please bring that healing power into him for your glory and to bless your people and to bless your son, Gary. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I agree. I agree with
Amen, brother. I appreciate you, brother.
And I'll be praying for all of you, and God bless you.
You too, bro. You too. All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're running super late, so so we're going to break, and then I'll come back, do DNA, and then the next triv question. So, as you know, like a Muppet, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
And that hope that is offered to us is something that's supposed to greatly encourage us. Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel that Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. And by faith in the testimony of God, you can live forever. That hope is offered to us. If that hope is offered to you and you have not yet accepted, acknowledged, and surrendered to it, I ask you to do so right this second. I don't even care if you do a fancy prayer. Just say, God, save me in Jesus' name. You will be saved. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, was buried, 3 days later he rose again, and you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ, turning from where you were and turning to him, you will find life right now. And you might be out there thinking, there's no way it can be that easy. Wrong, but you have to receive it. You have to surrender to it. You have to acknowledge God's testimony and say yes to Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter what your friends say. Doesn't matter what any other family member says. It only matters for your decision before God in regards to his testimony relating to Jesus Christ and your sins. And that's the hope that is offered to us. And we can be greatly encouraged by that. And that hope is an anchor to our soul. That anchor makes it so that even if the winds are heavy and the waves are intense, we don't get tossed and lost. That there is some stability, that there is some strength. And you can't be like those people that have no hope. All there is this life and there's nothing else. That's why they're trying to sin their brains out, because they don't think there's anything else left. But they're going to die and face God. And he's going to ask regarding his account that he's given in relationship to Jesus Christ. And they're going to have to answer. And if they have rejected, then they will be as they have placed themselves as people with no hope. But if you're a person that has not made that decision to say yes to Jesus Christ, make that decision right now. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We got our next trivia question. This has been some show, I'll tell you that. All right, here we go. Next question. Now, I just talked about this a week ago. Was it a week ago yesterday? I think it was a week ago yesterday. Pretty positive, okay? Who died after having fallen asleep during an extremely long sermon where Paul went on and on and on? I just want to give all the description that the scripture does. It doesn't say anything about it, but who died? Was it Eutychus, Zacchaeus, or Eli? Who died having fallen asleep during a sermon that went on and on and on? See, I love that because what's the result of a long, 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 long sermon? Somebody falls asleep, falls out a window, and dies. Was it Eutychus, Zacchaeus, or was it Eli? That is your question. Somebody is already ready with an answer. Yeah, the phones are lighting up today. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Doing pretty good. Feeling good? Excited?
I'm feeling great.
Excited about the weekend?
I'm excited.
Okay. Well, that's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. So I'm glad for you. All right, brother, here we go. Who, after hearing a long, 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 I just want to do what the scripture gives us. Long, 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 long sermon. Fell asleep during the sermon and then died. Who was it? Was it Eutychus, Zacchaeus, or Eli?
I think it was Zacchaeus.
Okay. Now, if it wasn't Zacchaeus, if it wasn't him, okay, and his name started with a U, where would you go? Would you go Eutychus? Yes, I'll give it to you. Yes, yes. All right. Now, what's amazing is that this is the young man. So when Paul was preaching on and on, he was in the third floor, and then Paul's preaching. It says he started, I mean, it had to at least be from 6 till like 4 in the morning kind of thing. And then he falls out, wow. and he dies. Not one word mentioned on the sermon, but the kid did fall out of the window and die. You know, it's like, wow. Yeah. That's I don't think that was an impressive sermon other than the kid was raised from the dead. That was impressive. See, that was the good part.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, yeah.
You'll never forget the rest of your life. Eutychus, man. Eutychus. E-U-T-Y-C-H-U-S.
Gotcha.
Eutychus. Good job, brother. Call in any time. You hear me?
Will do.
All right. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Fun. Okay, so Eutychus is E-U-T-Y-C-H-U-S for Jeanette wanted to know how to spell it. We're going to write into our DNA and then write into our message because we're just like, we're so far behind. Yeah, who cares? I didn't care. DNA. What's DNA? DNA is the building blocks for what we function in. You hear talk about it a lot because we need it. And I mean we need it. Let's start with D. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Okay, so we'll make this super easy. Okay, every day you breathe, you need to spend some time with God. There, that's as solid as you cannot eat. You cannot bathe. You cannot drink water. You cannot do a lot of things. Try that not breathing one. That doesn't work very well. So therefore, spend time with God every day that you have to breathe. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And you already know, and nobody has to tell you this. Nobody has to, you know, give you any kind of great insight or wisdom. They're going to make it. They're trying to make it where if you stand in the word of God, you're either a hate speech, you're either a dumb person who thinks the earth is flat, or you're just uneducated, all that stuff that they're just going to throw at you and they're going to insult you. Here's the response. Never be ashamed
of Jesus or his words. Period. That's it. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which is the mind and the heart of Jesus. Jesus did not come to the earth so that everybody would go, whoa. He came to serve. And that position that he took, by the way, which we've covered when we taught the book of Philippians, but that position, he's God, and then he takes on human form. That is 1,000 times more degrading than a human being becoming an ant. But he does that because he loves us and wants to help us. And so he demonstrates by his life his service. That is what the Lord wants. See, that's like, oh, yeah, I want to do what God wants. Okay, well, there you go. All right, let me get into this one. This one's fun. Should be a little fun. Anyway, now that I've got all that stuff taken care of, I want to talk about the best preacher in the world. You think, oh, the best preacher in the world. Well, it's got to be that guy from the 17th century. It's got to be a guy from the 600. It's got to be Peter. It's got to be the best human preacher I'm talking about. We're not talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are the best preachers, teachers ever, anywhere. It's not a contest. There's nothing to talk about there. It's just, who's the best human preacher? Ready? Oh, you got to get ready. Ready? 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 You are. Wait, what? You are? You are. Wait. 2 Samuel 24:10. David's conscience troubled him after he had taken a census of the troops. He said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, Lord, because I have been very foolish, please take away your servant's guilt. What is it that David responded to? The best preacher David ever met. David's conscience. Do you know who the best preacher you've ever met is? Your conscience. Did you know that that's God's built-in preacher? Oh, I know. What we do is we sear the conscience with sin and all the other stuff, but if we didn't do that purposefully, and if we functioned as a regular person and tried to follow the Lord and love the Lord, you'd find out that God has a built-in preacher for your life. It's the same preacher that works in conjunction with the Holy Spirit when you do something wrong and this big spiritual uh-oh comes, and then in your brain you go, boy, I did that wrong. And the Holy Spirit works together with your conscience and it's drops it right in front of your face. And you just like, go, okay. And so when David's conscience dealt with him, he said, what does he say? He goes, I have sinned greatly. I have been very foolish. Please take it away. The best preacher, human preacher ever, will never be a Billy Graham, will never be a Peter the Apostle, will never be anything like that anywhere. Your conscience is the best preacher ever. It's the one that God assigned to you. Oh, that's hard. But it's beautiful because God cares so much about you, he appointed you your own preacher. That's so cool. David's conscience. He's like, I have sinned. I have been very foolish. Please take it away. Nice job, conscience. Isn't that just cool? Yeah, come on. Just give it up. That's cool. All right, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Our words will justify us or condemn us. And we understand our words will justify us or condemn us because they reveal our hearts. So therefore, in conclusion, that our words justify us or condemn us because they reveal our hearts, we need to remember and operate and function in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, which says this. And actually, you can even look at verse 19. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Ephesians 5:19. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you know that by your words you're justified and condemned, because you know they reveal your heart, you ought to make sure that you follow the scriptures that Paul commands us to follow, and you ought to be being thankful in everything. You ought to be being thankful in everything. And if you are thankful in everything, that will be a part of your verbalization or your speech, and that will be a revelation as to what's in your heart. Are you a thankful Christian for everything? And you say, well, Dave, I'm thankful that he saved me, but I'm going through this trial and I don't like it. I'm not so thankful for the trial. And I say, I understand. I understand that. Again, not a new revelation coming right here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells you the ticket, the method, the system by which you can be thankful in everything. Dave, are you going to mean I should be thankful in a divorce proceeding? I should be thankful that my brother is a drug addict? I should be thankful that I'm going bankrupt? I should be thankful that, these terrible things are happening? Or that I should be thankful that I can't sleep? No, I think you should read Romans 8, 28 with me and respond to this. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. So I think the answer is, can you be thankful in all those things? Yes. For going through a divorce? No. But that God is going to work into your lives good things through this process? Absolutely. If you don't believe that God is going to work things that are good into your lives in your trial, you don't believe anything he says. Because one of the greatest premises that Jesus laid down is, and I caught this just earlier this week, let not your hearts be troubled. There will be trouble in the world. I've overcome the world. It's like, but Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Well, as though we had a choice. We do. We do. And we should be thankful in all of it while we're going through for the actual drug addiction. No, but that God's not going to give up on the person. He's going to work good out of it.
The David Spoon Experience.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. If you're listening in San Diego, we are very blessed to have you a part of it. If you are listening in Dallas, we are very blessed to have you a part of it. We don't know what time it is or how you can listen from the moon, but if you're listening from the moon, welcome aboard. Okay? All right. With our show, there's probably somebody listening from the moon. That's all I'm going to say. It's just that, you know, just that weird. Here's your next trivia question. On this trivia question, and I'm telling you now so that you know, this is tougher. Okay? It's inevitable. We've been doing this for years. Our fourth out of the five trivia questions, the fourth one's always a little harder. I want to make it a little tougher. You don't have to answer in Hebrew, though, so you should be thankful for that. Here it goes. How did Absalom die? Now, before you say anything, Absalom, right? David's son who went into rebellion against him. How did he die? Did he have his heart pierced? Did he have a broken neck? Or was he poisoned? Now, here's what I need you to understand about this. It's in 2 Samuel 18. Actually, it's in verse 9. Be aware that being killed is not the same as, you know, getting caught. That's all I'm going to say. That's my big hint. Now, we do have somebody that's called in. We do have somebody that, and so we're going to give them space because we do that. That's what we do. And so they're not answering the trivia, are they? Or they are answering the trivia. Wow, that is some kind of fast right there. Let's send them on through. Go ahead. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Shabbat Shalom, brother. Do me a favor, turn your radio down just a little. I can hear that feedback just
a wee bit.
Well,
I'm listening from the moon, so what you expect?
Hey, do they have my cheese up there? I'm trying to find it. I just want to know if it's up there.
Yeah, you need to read it. It's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
That's it. That's it. What a great movie. Yeah, that is. All right, so let's do trip first. How did Absalom die? And this is important. Did he have a broken neck? Was his heart pierced? Or was he poisoned? Do you remember?
Heart pierced.
That is correct, Amundo! Here's what people need to catch. His neck was caught in a tree, and he was hanging from the tree, right? And as Eric said, really smart, he said, then they beat him like a piñata. Well, that's kind of like true, but they pierced him through all the different soldiers with swords into his heart and killed him. So that is the correct answer. Excellent job, brother. Very, very good. Very good catch. All right, what's going on with you? How are you?
Hey, I want to share the praise report. You remember 2 days ago we were praying for the pastor that was in the hospital?
Yep.
This morning we got a report that the doctor removed the tube and he was able to talk to his wife.
Wow.
And, I mean, still there is a healing need to take place. But this is a really good progress.
Really great progress. They did really well. We should pray for an even speedier recovery. Can we do that? Do you want?
Yes. I believe he needs a liver transplant. So let's pray that God will just even supernaturally heal or otherwise provide the right match.
I want you to pray, and I'm going to agree as well as everybody in the audience is going to agree. Okay.
Yes.
All right, do it.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you that you are amazing, awesome Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us, Lord, because by your stripe, your servant is healed. And Lord, I pray like that with a great faith of that Roman centurion that said, Lord, you just say it and my servant will be healed. So Lord, we just remind you your goodness. Speak your goodness over your servant, that he will be healed, and we receive his healing by faith in the mighty name of our Lord and Jesus. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Excellent job.
Amen.
Excellent job, brother.
Amen.
Thank you for that call, and thank you for that testimony.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy, but I really need to learn about that replacement theology.
All right, here's the big key in replacement theology. Ready? I'm going to give it to you, right?
I know generally, but I want to get a little bit more insight.
Okay, here's the biggest insight. Replacement theology is saying that Israel is replaced by the church. Here's the reality. There's no replacing. There's only combining. That's all you got to ever remember. That'll solve every theological question you ever have about it. There's no replacing. There's only combining. There you go.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You're a real doctor. You're better than Phil.
You got to admit, that's a great fast answer for that theological complexity.
Shabbat shalom and enjoy the Shabbat and L'chaim.
Okay, brother. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. So for those that don't, you don't have to worry about that. Replacement theology is this theory that the church has replaced Israel, and it's like, okay. All right. So anyway, that's me laughing. See? All right. So anyhow, and I know there's a lot of good people that think that. God bless you. I mean, I don't really have a problem with that guy. I have a problem with people that go, I don't need to believe in Jesus to be saved. There's a problem. See, that's different. See, that's different than the theological elements. All right. We got that covered. We did our trivia. You want to do history, and then we'll do the teach? Let's do that. We haven't done history. We'll do it real fast. Let's just do it.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow is Veterans Day, so be aware of that. Now, as best as I can tell, I'm not giving the perfect definition, but veterans includes anybody that has been involved in the service. The armed services. Memorial Day is the people that have lost their lives, where Veteran Day is the acknowledgement of everybody's service. If I said that wrong, I don't think I said that wrong, but I think that's pretty close.
I think it's right. Yeah.
Okay, all right. For those that also want to be aware of, today is National Vanilla Cupcake Day. I don't care what flavor it would be. Any cupcake in the world would be okay.
Okay.
Is there just a normal cupcake day, or is
I
don't
know.
Different flavors for different days.
I don't know if vanilla was feeling left out or something.
Like
I don't know.
And March is there a day in March that's like chocolate cupcake day?
That's a great question. I don't know how every other day isn't. In fact, it should forget that. It should be donut day every day, but that's besides the point. Donuts. Anyway, that's right. That's what you have to deal with. There's two other main things I want to say. Oh, wait. 1938, God Bless America is sung for the first time live on the radio on this day. That's weird. This one I just find to be amazing. 1978, for those of us that remember this, you're going to cry when you remember this one. The Twinkie Murders. Dan White kills Harvey Milk in San Francisco. And at the trial, they used what they called the Twinkie defense, that caused by a diet of junk food and sugary drinks. That's why he killed him.
They couldn't think of a better defense?
Wow.
I just think it's funny how at some point during the show every day, it seems like the conversation just goes to food.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know,
whether
I gotta
say, history or just normal conversation.
Yeah, I can't say that. But I have, I will say it. So since I've been, I have lost 41 pounds. So I'm still going. But, you know, I might put on a pound or two this weekend, but that's besides the point.
From donuts.
Yeah, from donuts and vanilla cupcakes. All right, I want to do this teaching. It's very fast. You got to listen to me. It's really, 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 really important to catch the coolness. Okay, that's what I'm giving you. I'm giving you this. Please catch this. This is really cool. Okay, now, I'm taking this off of, and just follow. This is going to be a lot of concentration. Stick with me. It's just a breakdown of the Ten Commandments. In Mark chapter 2, verse 27, Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." So what I want you to understand about the Ten Commandments is that they are broken up in a very interesting way. God spoke these were his words, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, where you were slaves. Worship no God but me. Do not make for yourself images of anything on heaven or on earth or in water or under the earth. Do not bow down to any idols and worship it. I do not tolerate rivals. I bring punishment on those who hate me and their descendants down to the third generation and fourth generation, but I show love to thousands of generations of those who love me and obey my law. Do not use my name for evil purposes," which is in vain, by the way, "for I, the Lord your God, will punish anyone who misuses my name." There are three commandments, okay? Worship no God but me. Got that? Don't bow down to any idol or worship it. Don't make for yourself any images. Don't bow down to any idol or worship it. And then don't use my name for evil purposes. Now, how many is that? That's three. Okay? Now, there's 10 commandments, but that's three. Just follow this. This is really cool. Verse 8 where the Ten Commandments are in Exodus 20. "Observe the Sabbath day, keep it holy. You have 6 days to which to work. Seventh day is a day of rest, dedicated to me. On that day, no one's to do any work. 6 days I, the Lord, made earth, the sky, the sea, and everything in them. Seventh day I rested. That's why I, the Lord, blessed the Sabbath and made it holy." That's the fourth commandment. Okay, so you got three commandments, all for God, right? No other God but me, right? So worship no God but me, right? I'm the Lord your God. Don't make any graven images, and don't use my name in vain. That's three. Then you got the Sabbath. Now you got three, and you got one. And now you have six. "Respect your father and mother so you can live a long time in the land. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not accuse anyone falsely, and do not desire another man's house, nor his wife, his slaves, his cattle, his donkeys, or anything he owns." So the first three are directed towards God. The fourth one is directed towards us, and the bottom six are directed towards mankind. Get that? 3, 1, and 6. Just wait, okay? All right. And so for those people that say you're not really supposed to love yourself, you're absolutely wrong. Because in the Ten Commandments, the fourth one is for us. That's in fact what he says. It's for our sake. Man wasn't made to obey it. It was made so that man can be blessed from it. Okay, so just follow this. Three to God, one to you, six to everybody else. 3, 1, 6. Get it? Three. So the summation Jesus said is what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's the three. And love your neighbor, the six, as you love yourself. The middle one, the one, right? 3, 1, 6. Okay, that's the summation that Jesus gave, right? Right. Watch this. Just bear with me.
What scripture do you know is 3:16? Come on. It's so funny. It's not like this perfect theology. It's just cool. What scripture do you know is 3:16? If this is the summation of the law, taking these 10 and Jesus breaks them down, what would be the summation of the gospel in a verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Isn't that just cool? No, don't freak out. But it's so cool, right? It's just like, oh, that's kind of cool. Here it is in a nutshell. The 10, 3 to God, 1 to you, 6. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. It's so stupid, right? And you can't really love yourself properly unless you love God. So that's just another silly thing. But the truth of the matter is none of this is achievable outside of God working with you at the level it needs to be. Because remember, Jesus made the law or the Ten Commandments harder. He said if you're angry in your heart with your brother, you've already committed murder. He didn't make it easier. He made it harder, which just demonstrates that we need just that much more grace. Without grace, we're in trouble. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Can I blow your mind? You know, I did this with you before, but on a different text. I love this text. You will love this text because you and I are sci-fi people. You'll love this. I mean, this is one of those, oh, goodness gracious, that's so good. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. Okay. 1 Samuel 23:10-12 says this. Then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard for certain that Saul is seeking to come to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the men surrender me and my men to the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will surrender you. I love this portion because people, we think in these boxes and we force God into our theology and say he must conform here, which is just insanity by itself. Here's a situation where David hears that Saul is coming down to try and get him. And he's asking, will the people of the city surrender me? I've helped them. I've defended them. I've given them some deliverance. Is Saul going to come in and change their mind and they're going to give me up? And the Lord says, yeah, that's going to happen. Now, if you read the rest of the passage in 1 Samuel 23, David leaves. So he is not surrendered to Saul by the men of the city. But what I want you to catch is this. God knew what the outcome was going to be if David stayed and what the outcome was going to be if David left. In other words, God knew the alternate universe or the alternate pathway that was taking place. We've talked about this before. It's one of those cool thoughts where we don't think of it in these terms. But remember, David says to God, hey, are they going to give me up? And the Lord's like, yeah, they're going to give you up. That's what's going to happen. So you need to make a decision and go a different direction so we can have a different outcome. And it's like God knew what the outcome was if they gave him up, and God knew what the outcome was if he left. God knew what it would be if he went left or right, if we went west, east, north, or south. God knew what the outcome was going to be no matter what, because God is omniscient. He knows all things, which means he knows every alternate route.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here is your last trivia question. Relatively easy.
who was Jesus's friend that was resurrected by Jesus? Who was Jesus's friend that was resurrected by Jesus? No multiples there. You should be able to get this one. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who was Jesus' friend? Friend of Jesus. Kind of a friendy friend, friend. For friend, friend, for friendy friend. And Jesus had to talk to family members there before this resurrection took place. Who was that? Who was it that Jesus resurrected? Who was also his friend? If you think you know, again, 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, and it'll send you up to the website just for this reason. If you can give, great. If you can't, enjoy the website. How about that? Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just want to know, am I going to be saying that later this weekend? Oh, we're going to do Jake's Take. We can still do that. Let's do that real quickly. Let's do Jake's Take real quick. All right, Jake's Take. Jake, what do we got coming up this weekend? Anything specific? Like, are the Lions playing? Are the Cowboys playing? Or who's playing? Who's playing?
So we have a lot of football this weekend, but Cowboys do play Sunday, coming off a loss to the Eagles. They are playing another rival, the New York Giants. They're trying to bounce back and get a win there.
How does that look? Does that look good? Does that look like they're going to win? I mean, is that a good, you know, or 50-50?
I think they'll win. The Giants haven't been very good this year.
What's the deal with all the rivalries? Like, you got to be Philadelphia's a rival and then New York's a rival. Is it basically that us people in Texas don't like the people there on the East Coast? Is that what it is?
It could be that. Okay. But I mean, they are all in the same division, so instead of playing them once, they always play each other twice every season.
Okay. And then
talking about the Chargers are actually playing your Detroit Lions Sunday.
Okay.
So there's a game there.
Yeah. Well, see, they used to be the San Diego Chargers. Now they're the L.A. Chargers, right? So we just want Detroit to win 956-0.
Just for leaving San Diego.
That's exactly.
For the San Diego listeners.
Dave, you're supposed to forgive. That's football, people. Okay, here we go. Okay, thank you, sir, for Jake's Take. Your trivia question one more time. That's just fun. Just have fun with it. Who was Jesus's friend? His friend. He was a friend. And then Jesus resurrected him. Who was that? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Again, 2 Samuel and a doozy. I don't have a lot of time for it. Please remind me about trivia because I don't want to spend the whole weekend telling people I forgot to give it. 2 Samuel 23:5. It says this: "Is it not true my house is with God? For he has established an everlasting covenant with me, ordered and secured in every detail. Will he not bring about my whole salvation and my every desire?" Listen to that text. Man, if you guys don't know this passage, please, 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 please learn this. 2 Samuel 23:5. "Is it not true my house is with God? For he has established an everlasting covenant with me, ordered and secured in every detail. Will he not bring about my whole salvation and my every desire? He has established an everlasting covenant with me." Not us establishing it with him, but God establishing it with us. Who's the initiator? God. It wasn't that we loved him, but that he first loved us. Established. The word established means laying the groundwork. It's just so great. He's
He established it. He laid the groundwork. An everlasting covenant, a never-ending agreement, eternal, only brought to light through Jesus Christ in its fullness, which is why the angels and the prophets were just like amazed at what was coming, and God was setting up the whole thing. And we had to be a part of it, which is such a blessing. But listen to what it is. It's ordered and secured in every detail. Look, only people that really want to be connected to the Lord are ever concerned. Gee, I hope I'm saved, right? People that are not saved never ask that question. Do you understand that? Only people that want to make sure. The problem is that sometimes we move out of faith and into works, or out of faith and into, you know, control, or whatever the case may be. The fact that you would ever even ask the question of yourself, boy, I hope I'm saved, that just shows you that's what you really want. Don't you think the Lord knows that? Everything in your life, ordered, secured, every detail. How important is it for you and I to feel and to function and to exist in a sense of safeness and security? How important is it for you to have a trust in the faithfulness of God, in security and being safe with God? Don't you think he knows that? So when he says, will he not bring about my whole salvation and every desire? He's saying, my whole salvation, not bits and pieces, not brilliant moments, but the entire thing, ordered and secured in every detail. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't apply. If you have not made the decision to surrender to Jesus, it doesn't apply. But if you have made that decision, every bit is ordered, secured, and detailed out. How cool is that? That is some serious safety. Who was Jesus's friend, resurrected by him? This would be the same guy that had a couple of sisters that were, repeating the same thing to Jesus. This person who was resurrected was named Lazarus. That's the one you want to remember. And you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 2070 in 1.5 hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.